Talk radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bulb.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, May 16th, 2015. We're glad you took a little time out of your day to join us here on the Block Talk radio station. This is the 2G Show. This is NG, and your co-host. Of course, I'm joined each and every show because he's capable and he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing today, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, so let's get some business out of the way. You can, a couple of ways you can get in touch with us and listen to the show. You can go on your computer. You can do blogtalkradio.com. And I'm glad I get my little feedback. And what's the engineer feedback here? I'm getting a lot of feedback here. But at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs, we're in the chat room. You can chat with other 2G listeners. And get in touch with us. You can also call 619-393-6728. And you can hit the one button that raises your hand. And that lets us know that you want to get in on the show. All right, brother, I'm dealing with a lot of feedback.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll get through it. But, okay, brother, big day for us today. Rangers were a 1 o'clock game. Game one. Surprise, surprise. 2-1 was the final score. Rangers win. So you must be feeling a little good today, G.
I'm feeling fantastic. Unfortunately, let me get out my sorrow news here. We've lost a few people this week. One was Gil Dennis. Gil Dennis, at the age of 74, passed away. He's a screenwriter, and he penned the movie Walk the Line, the one about Johnny Cash's life. So condolences go out to the Dennis family. Also, we lost a kicker from mostly known for the Miami Dolphins, Garo Eupremium, and he has one of the all-time mistakes in Super Bowl history. He made one of the all-time, almost cost the Miami Dolphins the game. And let's listen to Kirk Dowdy here. We called him to play.
All right, here's your Eupremian on for a 42-yard field goal attempt. Earl Morrill holding. And this kick is blocked. Eupremian has it. throws a toss up with the ball. It's Mike Bass. He's running away for a touchdown. Mike Bass scores. What a cookie play.
Gary Premier, when the Miami Dolphins played the Washington Redskins, up 14-0, I think you know, most people who were around them remember that crazy play. He died at the age of 70 from cancer. And then we lost a giant in the music business, a Hall of Famer, one of the great guitar players of our lifetime, and that was a B.B. King. We lost him at the age of 89. He had diabetes, and unfortunately, it took his life. So let's listen to one of his great songs.
I heard about that through, of course, Dave Mason, who was close with B.B. King and played every year. He played B.B. King's in New York City. So that's why I first heard about it through Dave Mason, who was very influenced by B.B. King as well. So, yeah, that's a big loss in the music industry. So. All right, brother. Well, let's move on here. And you know, the big news for us, of course, is the New York Rangers. This has been every year I go into, not every year, but the years I've been going to these playoffs, I tell myself, I know it's going to be rough. Don't get too crazy with the ups and the downs. But last series was as excruciating and as painful but as I experienced. And, of course, the great high. There's nothing like a game seven. Overtime. When your team is involved in it, it's got to be one of the most exciting but most painful or stressful thing you can go through. Rangers win. Now we're moving on to Tampa Bay Lightning, and we won today. So, brother, how you doing? I mean, how you feeling with this, the Rangers? And give us some thoughts here.
But nothing like, you know, playoff hockey, as I said before. And when your team is in, I mean, it's exciting, but The way this team wins with these one goal games is very excuse. I mean, when the puck drops to the game ends, you are in it from the moment. You don't have a breather. You don't have a every play matters because the Rangers, as we said, what is this, 15 in a row or something? I mean, a record of one goal games. It's unbelievable. You couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, every game is on. You're on the edge. You can't even sit down. You don't know what to do when you watch the Rangers. But you know, going back to the when they were down 3-1 to the Washington Capitals, they got 1:40 left. Their season is going to be over. They scored a goal there, winning overtime. You just had a feeling that they were going to win that series when you get something like that going on. But of course, you know, it won't be easy. They're up 4-3, 4-1 in the next game. You think you're going to have a breather. Even if you gave up another goal, 10 minutes go off the clock, you'd still be up 2. No, they got to give up 2 goals right away. 9 minutes left. I mean, Washington Capitals are in our end constantly. I mean, it felt like forever. And then that bad call, and, you know, off the glass. They call it a delay of the game. You know, with 2 minutes to go, you got a pop. I mean, it was just excruciating. And then, of course, game seven. I mean, of course, you know, Ovechkin guaranteed a win, and he gets the goal. You go, oh, here we go again. We tie it up, and it's just unbelievable. You know, they had the when it went into overtime, the puck was in our end. I mean, they scored in like about the 8 minutes into the power. I think seven of it was in our end, and it was incredible. And they went 2-1, and joyful. You know, you got a few days rest. They come back today, and another game. You know, I don't understand. I mean, I know Martin St. Louis is getting old, but that doesn't. Just because you're old doesn't mean you got to constantly fan on the puck when you're in front of the net. It is so many chances. The game should have been 4-0 in the first period, but no, not Ranger games. Nah. We got to make it tight. We got to make it 1-1, and finally we get the goal with 2 minutes left, two something left in the game, and we win 2-1. I mean, I'm pulling my hair out over here. You just can't relax watching these games.
You're absolutely right, brother. Every game is – you really don't have a minute to breathe. I mean, that 4-1, maybe for a few minutes you had a few seconds where you say, okay, you can breathe a little bit, and you're right. They scored two quick goals, make it 4-3. It's just – you can't explain it. You really can't explain it, how much you put into this thing, and it's just amazing. It's very exhausting. But so far we're looking good, but I just have a feel about this team. I mean, this team's been together for a while. Alain Vigneault, you know, he's a great coach. He's been there before. The team doesn't panic, even though we do, or at least they don't show it. You just get the feeling that this team is, I hate to say it, and you take one game at a time, I'm with you. You just get the feeling that after they lost to the Kings last year, this team's been on a mission. And feel like this is our best chance to really win a Stanley Cup here, brother. I mean, we're a tough team, Tampa Bay. And then you got Anaheim and Chicago on the other side. But this team finds a way to keep winning, brother. I tell you, it just keeps finding a way to win.
One thing that about the Rangers is you can't key on one guy on the Rangers because that's not their stars. Their star, you know, like Crosby and Malkin in there, and they have these stars that score, and you shut them guys down, you pretty much can win the game. The Rangers don't have that. Rangers are pretty much, you know, a Brassard, a Moore, a Stefan, Kreider. They got, all these different guys who can put the puck in the net on any given night. And, for instance, Moore scores, you know, the late goal. I mean, our star is Lundqvist. And that's one of the reasons why it's hard to play the Rangers, because you can't key on one guy, because the other guy can. Then you don't want to say Nash, but Nash is, he come to playoff time. I don't know what it is with him, but he turns into A-Rod. But even if they key on our best goal scorer like a Nash, we have other guys who are not afraid and they can put the puck in the net. We got the great defense. I mean, great six guys. On defense. They can play with anybody, and that separates the Rangers from most of these teams. Most of these teams have maybe two, maybe three good defensemen. We have six defensemen, this McDonough and Girardi, I mean, they're playing out of their minds. McDonough has been unbelievable playing on defense, man. He comes on the ice, man. I'm almost sure that the other team ain't going to score.
Yeah, again, and I agree. I mean, even had to stall on there today. He went against their best goal scorer and allows, McDonough and Girardi to stay on that top line. The only time you saw someone score against McDonough, and it was a ridiculous goal, and it was against Girardi and McDonough, was that Ovechkin when he made that out ridiculous play. Other than that, you're right, brother. Yeah, you're right. You feel secure. And I tell you, brother, again, one game at a time, but this team really looks like nothing rattles them, and they're poised and just ready to go and get this cup, and I just hope it happens.
Oh, boy. I hope it happens, too. As we said, one cup, 1994, which is felt like it was yesterday, but it's so long ago. I mean, we have the team this year. I mean, we don't do it this year. You're gonna put up another Lundqvist. You can turn into be like an Eddie Jackman, fantastic goaltender. Yeah. We just couldn't get it done. But I feel I have a lot of confidence. I think because he was out most of the year, Lundqvist, he's nice and rested for this playoff. He's not drained like every year going into him playing almost 50, 60 games a year. I think he's well rested for this run. I mean, we got two tough teams on the other side also. We're not done with Tampa. They can put up a lot of games. We got to stop with the penalties. I mean, stop with the giving the other team the power play. And if we can stop Tampa from them, we're not giving them the power play. I have confidence that we can win this series shorter than seven games. But if we're going to constantly make stupid mistakes, it's gonna go longer than that.
All right, well, I agree. We've got a lot more to talk about the Rangers because hopefully we're going to go deep and keep going. So we'll keep talking about them. 619-393-6728 is your connection to us. We encourage you to join us on the show. All right, brother, we can go a couple. We can spin the wheel. I like spin the wheel. We got our baseball teams we can talk about a little bit and vent. We got summer movies coming up. You talked about this upfront, this at our convention. Let's spin the wheel, brother. See where you want to go. Spin it.
You know, firstly, every year this happens, the upfronts. I mean, you didn't have a clue, so I don't understand. But it happens every year where all the TV stations get together and it's time for them to get done with the shows. The times are coming on. It's for advertising, so you know, and they can get the people to pay up for their ads. I mean, they got a lot of shows coming back. I mean, the main shows and a lot of shows that will be leaving. And most of all, this is going to be This is going to be the last year for a TV icon, American Idol. They're going to have their 15th season, and this is going to be end because the ratings have been dropping. And that's a very expensive show, you know, traveling, bringing people to L.A., a lot of people. So, and it's not getting what it used to. So that show is going to be coming to an end, American Idol, after next year. So next year, they're probably going to have it's going to be like a party every night on that show. A lot of other shows coming back, of course. I'm excited about the summer shows. Under the Dome got picked up for the third season.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Right, brother, man? That's been a fantastic show. They love that show. So we can't wait for Under the Dome. I know you haven't missed one episode of that one.
No, I didn't miss one episode of the first season. I didn't watch. You're wrong. I didn't watch season two. Didn't like it. But you're right. Season three, I knew they were filming that one. That's coming out in the summertime. Falling Skies, I'm glad this is the last season for that show. I don't really like it, but I will finish it because it's the last season. Bates Motel, fantastic ending of season three. Loving that show. A lot of good things out there, brother.
I mean, one of the shows that finally, I think I'm the only one watching this, and maybe the people who are in that show, their families. I think the producers and whoever's on that show says, let's see how ridiculous we get before they can kick us off.
There you go, the
really
following.
It's the following.
Yeah, I know. No, you're the only one.
I mean, huh?
You're not the only one. A lady at work brought that up to me that she watches that show. And I said, my brother watches that. So, you're not the only one. She watches it, too. So, maybe you, too.
I mean, it's the same thing week after week after week. It's the same thing over and over again on that show. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, brother, keep moving along here. Summer movies real quick. I'm excited about some of these movies that are coming up. They're more horror movies. They got Poltergeist, which that looks fantastic. Insidious 3, I love the first two. I loved it. And here's a second one, brother. This movie, you didn't like it. And I think your son Jay didn't like it. But I liked it. Even Jay liked it. But most people didn't like this movie. Sinister.
I thought was one of the best horror movies, not the best, but one of the better horror movies I ever seen. That's coming out with number two. So I'm excited about those three. And even the movie San Andreas with The Rock looks good. So I'm excited about some of these movies, brother.
Yeah, I like the summer movies. I am gonna go see San Andreas. I love those disaster movies. I've always did Earthquake and Tower Inferno. You know, I always loved those movies. But what was that movie? Sinister.
Yeah, you watched Sinister, and you remember that movie with you said they didn't show the creature enough, and he was using the children. It was with Ethan Hawke. And he was using the children to kill the families. Do you remember that movie? You didn't like it.
I remember that. You gotta be kidding me! How are they gonna make a two out of that? That's gonna be a bomb. That was a terrible, terrible movie.
A lot of people. I talked to about that movie didn't like it. The only one I know that Jay is gonna say he liked it. Most people didn't like it. I really enjoyed it. I really did. In fact, I'm going to watch it again to get ready for number two. But maybe two will be better. They're showing the creature a little bit more. But I'm looking forward to that.
You got the movie I'm really looking forward to, can't wait, is the Star Trek. I mean, Star Wars, the new one. I can't wait for that one. When is that coming out?
I don't know when it's coming out. I don't know why. I've never been a big Star Wars fan. I don't even know if I've even seen. Maybe I've seen the original. But I know it's a big hype. But I don't know the exact date that it's coming out. So we'll have to research that and maybe bring that up again. But I don't know. But a lot of people are looking forward to it.
I mean, because the first three were fantastic. The last three that he made were terrible movies. So hopefully when this one comes out, because it's the guy who does... who rebooted Star Trek is taking over the Star Wars franchise now, and he's never done anything bad. He resurrected Star Trek, so I'm looking forward to see what he does with the Star Wars.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good reviews. So, all right, now we're getting to the end. I know you also mentioned the pre-production I know you're a big Stephen King fan. Right now I am reading, Let the Devil Sleep. That was the third book with Dave Gurney. Did you read Let the Devil Sleep?
I have not read it, no.
I'm reading that right now. But you want to hear something funny? I really wanted to get a hold of that Pedro Martinez autobiography, so I put it in my library, and I clicked on it, and they said they're going to send it to me. They're going to get it for me. I go down there, I go to the library, I look for my name, I pick the book out. It's a children's book. I picked the wrong one. I got like a 10-page illustrated book on Pedro Martinez, a children's book I got. And I want to read Posada's book. Are you interested in reading Posada's book?
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in that, but unfortunately, the Stephen King book coming out in June, it's Finders Keepers. It's supposed to be the second one from Mr. Mercedes, but I was reading the article on it, and I don't know where it ties into the other book, Mercedes, because it looks like different characters are in there, but I'm really looking forward to that. The Mr. Mercedes book I liked.
I'm sitting in my office, my home, not doing anything, just sitting at the computer. I haven't done anything. I haven't moved. I thought it was you. All of a sudden, I heard this noise in the background. I haven't done anything.
Sounds like you're rustling papers,
No,
what,
it's not like
boring you now with the Stephen King story that you're just rustling papers and throwing them?
It sounded like one of those projectors. You see one of those projectors in the old days? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, you stopped the hell?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Unbelievable. All right, but we're getting down to the list of...
And who was K 1557? He left us real quick.
Oh, yeah, guess he came in for a few minutes and then he left. So, I know we can't keep anybody. Well, without the last 5 minutes, I don't know where we would go. I want to rant on baseball. I said it early in the year. You know, the Mets fans were drinking the Kool-Aid at 13-3, and I said that you can't win. You don't have no hitting. They got weak middle infield. Great pitching, but who cares? And they got Clueless Collins. So they're coming back to earth. And the Yankees, I was impressed with them. And then the last couple of games. So but we got about a minute or two to talk about the Yankees a little bit. It's still early yet, or what's your impression?
Well, of course, it's an early season. But they had a great chance to make a statement. And, you know, they take the first game against Tampa Bay, who I don't know how this team wins. I mean, but they keep winning. And they take us the next three. This was the time that even if they were to split, take 3 out of 4 from Tampa, separate themselves a little. But, of course, that didn't happen. And we got another pitcher now going out on Tommy John surgery probably. And I don't know with this team. You got two of the guys on the top of it. I really don't know. I can't explain it. They come out, they look like a team, and then they look like they can't play ball. But if they don't get any pitching, they're in trouble. And so if Pineda's your best, Sabathia finally got a win, but who knows about him? Eovaldi, he'll pitch maybe 5-6 innings. You know, the bad inning is coming. So it's all a bullpen is lights out. If we can get to the 6-7 inning with a lead, we're going to win. But getting to those innings, that's the problem.
That I agree with. I mean, the bullpen has really been fantastic. So that, in the American League East, I have to admit, you don't know where they're going to go. Boston started off, and they can't pitch. So I don't know. But the NL East, the Nationals will overtake the Mets. That's going to happen within a day or two. The Marlins will and the Braves will. And anyway, brother, we're getting down to the end here.
The Yankees in the division. No one is really that good. You know about the Nationals. They got a good team. You know eventually they're going to turn around and win some ball games.
Right.
But in my division, the East, you got Toronto, Baltimore, but none of them. So it's going to go down to the wire. So you could sneak in and win that division.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's going to be an exciting division there. And Yankees are going to do better than I thought. But starting pitching, that's going to be a big key because your bullpen looks great. And then you got to worry about the age. You know, you got a lot of these older guys on there. If they can stay healthy, you got a shot. If these guys go down, then, of course, you got problems.
Yeah, you can afford maybe one guy. You can't have one or two guys out at the same time. You might be able to, if the guy's going to need a rest or get hurt and come back, you need to spread it out. But if you start getting injuries where two or three guys are going to be out of the lead, then you're really in trouble.
I agree. All right, but we're down to a minute and a half. She just gave him the word. We're off the next 2 weeks. We'll be back in June. Final thoughts, brother.
Yeah, I'm hoping that American Pharoah wins the Preakness today. I like to see the big moments. You know, I like to see go for a Triple Crown. We haven't had one in 37 years, and every year we seem to have a horse that goes into the Preakness, into the Belmont, trying to win, and they lose. But hopefully at least they give us a shot there next week, at the Belmont in a couple of weeks to make it exciting. Anyway, thanks for everybody listening around the world on your computes, your phone, wherever, no matter how you listen to it. Appreciate it. Tell your friends about the show. And great job, bro. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
All right. I got about 30 seconds. I wanted to wish our parents a happy anniversary. Just passed. It would have been 64 years. The best parents in the world. We miss your pops. And our brother Sibby just had a birthday that just passed up this past week. So happy birthday to him. So anyway, join us in the first week of June. So that's it. For Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
lied about the women, the booze that I've been drinking. Day.